A handful of current college athletes are taking the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, to court. They're filing a class action lawsuit in federal court in New Jersey against the association and five of its conferences, calling for an end to compensation caps for athletes. Right now, college students who play NCAA Division I sports are allowed scholarships but otherwise can't be paid. So while the NCAA basks in big profits, student athletes don't see most of it. So joining me to discuss the lawsuit is Tom Ferry, ESPN reporter and director of the Aspen Institute Sports and Society Program. Welcome, Tom.
Great to be here.
What are the core principles of the current collegiate model of compensating NCAA athletes?
Well, for the past few decades, the core principles have been, you know, we would like you to come to our university and play for our teams, some of which are high profile, some of which are not so high profile. And what you get in return, especially with the high profile teams, is a full ride scholarship, which essentially means tuition, room, board, books, and a few potential miscellaneous expenses, but nothing more than that.
Well, they're also getting great coaching, national exposure, publicity.
They do. They get coaching, and for players pursuing careers in sports that have professional leagues, you might get terrific coaching. That's going to set you up for a career in the NFL or the NBA or perhaps Major League Baseball.
Exactly. What's the legal argument here for paying college athletes?
The argument is that that athletes should be treated the same as all other students on a campus. So, the NCAA's argument is that these are student athletes, and therefore they cannot be employees. The argument of the plaintiffs and the players is that, well, you can be both. You can be both a student and employee. It happens everywhere. I mean, you know, students are employed in the bookstore and in cafeterias. So it's a cap. It's about the only cap. It is the only cap that exists on students campus by campus.
And it's being positioned as an antitrust matter.
It is. You know, the plaintiffs are saying that this is an unlawful cartel, meaning the NCAA, that is working in violation of the nation's antitrust laws.
Players have challenged the NCAA on this point before. So what's new in this lawsuit?
Well, it was challenged a few years ago in a case called White versus the NCAA, but in that it was sort of a modest lawsuit. It said, hey, schools should be able to pay up to the cost of attendance, because right now even an athletic scholarship runs about $3,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 less than the full cost of attendance at a school. But they ultimately settled that case, and the players really did not receive much at all. This one is simply blowing the whole thing open and saying, hey, look, players deserve access to the free market just like professional athletes do.
This compensation notion is referred to as pay to play, and not all student athletes would benefit from it, right? Who's in and who's out?
Well, right now they filed on behalf of men's basketball players and football players from the big time programs, the five big conferences right now, because that's where the money is in college sports. I mean, that's where the billions of dollars in television revenues are.
But even ultimately, in a perfect world, if this were to come to fruition and it was across the board, I think the tennis players and the baseball players aren't going to be benefiting from this. Is that correct?
Yeah, because they don't bring as much value to the university. I mean, in an open market, a school wouldn't pay much for a tennis player to come and play for them. They would pay a lot more for the next Johnny Manziel.
And the NCAA says paying players would take away from the amateur quality of college sports. What's your opinion about that claim?
People are attracted to college sports in part because maybe it feels a little bit different than professional sports. I mean, I tend to think that Alabama and Auburn fans are going to show up for the game and watch the game, regardless of whether the player is getting a compensation package that's the value of a scholarship versus a value of a scholarship plus another $50,000 a year. I'm a bit skeptical of the fact that people are just going to tune out to college sports if the players are getting a little bit more. They haven't tuned out because coaches are now getting $5 to $8 million a year.
Well, tell me this. If it's such a terrible deal now, why do students take it? I guess it's the only deal.
Well, we love sports. I mean, we love sports, and I suspect there are a lot of people who would play professional sports if they weren't being paid much. And they do receive something of value, too. I mean, college these days is $60,000 for a private school. For an in-state school, it's still $25,000. A lot of parents see the benefit of this. But again, it really comes down to fun. So.
Yeah. I do want to say we reached out at WHYY to the NCAA on this issue, and they declined to comment. Well, Tom Ferry is an ESPN reporter and director of the Aspen Institute Sports and Society Program. Tom, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you. It was fun.